Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, call, and purpose of God. It is in this place of our process that we learn of God and we know of Him. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We become more and more like Him. We're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, faith to faith, height to height, depth to depth. That even as we believe the Word, see the Word of God manifested in our lives, see the demonstration of God's power and His love, we become the light and the life, the salt for someone else. And we are that salt, that light that is not hid, but we shine brightly so someone else is encouraged, someone else is led to the Lord, someone else see Jesus and His love, His forgiveness, His grace. And God uses us, unlikely people, in His glorious, wondrous manifestation of showing in the demonstration of His power, His authority, His resurrecting life, His salvation in us, through us, for someone else to be blessed by. He saves many lives through one person by their actions, their deeds of grace, of glory unto the Lord. So I'm so thankful and honored that God has chosen so many unlikely people to be the recipients of His power, of His love, of His changing authority, that we are changed by Him, and it has nothing to do with us. It's all about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have been studying an unlikely place of blessings on this broadcast, and we started this series last year, and we're continuing in this series where God would use an unlikely place in your life, a place where you cannot see how He's going to come through, the place where it looks like the place that He so told you you were going and you were going to be and what was going to be developed in your life. It's so opposite of what He says. But in the midst of that unlikely place, God steps in. He provides an answer, a way of escape. He provides a marvelous miracle on your behalf. And that miracle is not just to bless you, but it is to bless other people. It is to help them, to save many lives. So you will become a blessing not only to your own house, but you become a blessing to everyone and anything around you that God has commanded you to be the authority of life to, hope to, demonstration to, encouragement to. So God uses that unlikely place to bring you out and to show His greatness and to bless you abundantly for your obedient trust in what He said and following His authority. We're going back to studying David again, and we're going to see how God moves in his life and how he's being prepared. David was God's man. He was not chosen by the people, but he was chosen by God. He was not like Saul. He has a heart of worship unto the Lord. He has a heart of thanksgiving. He has a heart that runs in forgiveness. No matter where David finds himself, he's always ready to repent, ready to ask for mercy, ready to ask for grace. And as leaders and as people of God, we have always have to have a heart that is tender before God, sensitive to His word and His will, and that we obey Him, even if it means it costs us. And for me, that in this point in my life, that is a hard thing, because some of the things that we want and we desire are things that we want and we like and we desire. And God is saying, that's not what I want for you. That's not what I will for you. But if you be obedient and you trust me, if you be obedient and let go of that or change that or maneuver this way, you're going to see something greater than the thing that you thought you lost or you gave up. So even in all things, my heart desire is, God, let me always be obedient unto you. Let me always be tender to you. Let me always pant after your will and not mine. Let me always say yes to you, even if it means I don't want to say yes, but I say it because I trust who you are in my life. So God is taking us and he's walking us through this process. But God knows us. He knows us intently, and he knows that when we are yielded to him and we are tender before him, no matter what it is, we're going to always go back to his will. We're going to always go back to his way. We're going to always say yes to him because his love is better than life. His wonderful mercy and grace is better than anything that we could ever receive in this life. So doing it his way is the way that is profitable. That's the way that is right, not seemeth right. That is the way that is right. And the rich blessings of your obedience is greater than anything that you've ever lost, given up, turned away from, walked away from, because God knows how to reward you for your faithfulness unto his word. Now we're getting back into the study about David, and we're going to see here that David is being pushed in a corner all because he said yes to God. And you're going to understand that there are going to be times in your life that God has had, he's doing this process in your life, and he's allowing you to see who you are and where you're going and what he's going to do in your life. And at the time where you have been anointed to do what God says, then there's going to be a clash that's going to take place in your life. You're going to find out sometimes it's circumstances and people. Sometimes it's a persecution that comes because of the anointing on your life, because of your yes to God, your submission to God. But in the midst of this, you understand that God is not going to let you fall. There are times that we see David's life that David was in a place where it looks like he was not going to be able to get out of the situation that he was in, that Saul was going to absolutely destroy and devour him. But God commands an uproar in the midst of that place. He commands something to happen that takes Saul or someone else away so that David can escape. And you have to understand that when you're facing these places in your life that it looks like you're going to be destroyed, that it looks like you're not going to win, it looks like the enemy's got you, that it looks like you're going to fail, that's when you can expect God to show up and do something miraculous on your behalf, that the way of escape, the way of breakthrough, the open door is going to be made for you, and God is going to allow you to walk through that door, that place, knowing that he did it for you, that it was no one but the hand of God who did it. And we see this with David. David is being surrounded. He's been told, by the people in that town that David is hiding in the hills, and Saul goes after him and he surrounds him. Saul goes after one man and he brings an entire army after one man. And this one man is the man that he's threatened by, the man that he knows is his replacement, the man that he knows is his, has been anointed to do great things. And because of that anointing, God has allowed him to shine and win many victories. You will win many, many victories because of your yes to God. He will let you shine, but your haters will see it also. So you have to be prepared for that, but you have to keep the heart that says, God, I'm going to stay tender to you. I'm going to stay a worshiper. I'm going to hear what you have to say, and I'm going to follow your precepts and your commands. And even if it makes me look a certain way to certain people, God, I have to remain in the place where I'm pleasing you if I don't please anybody else. So that's the place that David is in. And so David escapes, and he moves, and God allows him to move, and he allows him to get away from Saul. And that's the best thing, because God shows David that even when his back up against the wall, the faithfulness of his protection is there. And you must know that no matter what you're going through, the faithfulness of God's protection is on your life. And when he finishes with you, you're going to come forth as pure gold. You're going to come forth shining. Now, in the 24th chapter, we see here that where David is at this place where he's sparing Saul's life. There, David and his men are hiding in a cave, and so they're here at this place, Saul is basically pressing the Philistines. He's running and chasing other Philistines because they've come into the Israelites' territory, and they're raiding, and they're doing all of these things, and the people really have stopped trusting in Saul's authority, and they're running for help from David. And David, as we've seen in previous chapters, does help the people because he consults the Lord and the Lord lets him go. But God is doing this so that the people will trust the leadership of David. God will let people trust your leadership after there have been sticky situations in your life or sticky situations that they themselves can't get themselves out of, and they're looking for hope, they're looking for an answer, they're looking for leadership. And you might be the one that God tells them, go talk to them about it. Go and pray with them. You let them pray with you and agree with you about it. And God does this to show the individual, the authority and the leadership that's on your life, but he also does it to you to let you understand who you are and the faithfulness of his hand. So David is at this place where he's seeing God be faithful to him. Now, David is in the wilderness. He's in the wilderness, and he is basically hiding from Saul. Saul takes 3,000 chosen men from all of Israel. He takes 3,000 chosen men with him to seek after David, to go after David. He needs 3,000 men to go after one man. One man. That speaks volumes to the ability to fight in David and win. That speaks volume to that no matter how many people come after you or stand against you or persecute you or attack you with their words, with their actions and their deeds, the number does not matter. It's the fact that they understand the greatness inside of you. the warrior inside of you, the abilities, the strengths inside of you, the talents inside of you is great, and they cannot do it on their own, so they have to bring others to try to overtake, subdue you, but God won't even allow that to happen. You're going to find a way of escape. You're going to find a way to win because God is for you, and if he's for you, he is more than the whole world against you, and that's what you have to understand. Saul is in this place where he's bringing these men, and David has gone in and he is hidden himself, and he's hidden himself in a place that Saul shouldn't find him or couldn't find him. Well, where he could have destroyed Saul, where he could have just killed him, where he could have just put his hand to him, he did not. And you have to be very careful when people in authority come after you because of the anointing on your life, not because of what you've done, something you've said, some action, some attitude, some deed, but all you've done is do what God says. You're trying to live a holy life and live according to his will and his word, and there's an attack that happens in your life, your ministry, because of leadership and in leadership, then you don't have to worry. God is going to make sure you come out on top. You don't have to fight them with carnal weapons and attitudes and get a group of people against them or any of those things, because when you do, especially if they're a leader that God has appointed, you're touching, you're handling something that God himself has to deal with. And when you do that, you get in trouble with God. David knew he couldn't touch Saul because Saul had been anointed by God, because Samuel anointed him. He had been anointed by God to be the people's leader, to be the people's king. And even though he was in error, he was still in the authority of what God had already given power and authority to. God released authority. He released power. And God is, because God is a God of authority, he is not going to change his mind and refute or just throw Saul away. He gives Saul and all of these things an opportunity to change, to repent, to come to him, and to mean it with all of his heart, not to say idle words and words that don't mean anything, but words that flow from the very spirit, the soul of who he is, in the repentant form. Because none of the actions and deeds of Saul from the time that he goes after David until the end of his life show any type of repentance. It shows justification, that he's the king and he does what he wants, that he breaks his own rules and even God's commands, and he does what he wants. The fact that he had the priest killed shows you how far off he is, that he would touch God's anointed. Even though he's touching David, David would dare not touch him because he's the anointed of God. But yet Saul will have someone kill what God loves and what God has appointed. So you don't have to do that. You will see the end result of doing it God's way will always bless you greater, bring you more satisfaction, bring you more increased wisdom, knowledge, understanding, bring you more maturity and growth because you understand and see things from a different perspective. And it's going to cost you, but it's going to be worth it because out of it is the pure goal of what God is going to allow to come. The dolphin is going to rise with the heat of the situation, of the circumstances. But God is going to allow you to spring forth this pure gold. You're going to be like him, your spirit, your mind, your body, and you're going to be in a place where God can trust you. And you want him to trust you so that you can be used by him in greater capacity. So that's what we want in the stretching point, in the stretching. Don't touch God's anointed. You let God handle that. When he tells you what to say something when you're being confronted, the Bible lets us know in the New Testament, he will give us the words to say, that we're not just saying words out there, throwing them out there with no life, but we say words that come from the Spirit with the intention of the Spirit, because if we say it with the Spirit and the intention, then our flesh is not in there. It is God who's speaking through us, through the Holy Spirit, telling us what to say, how to say it, when to say it, and when we do, it's going to be him that's going to be glorified, because then he backs his word, because they are his words being spoken. So we see that Saul is touched in a way that he's never been before because David does not kill him or go after him the way that he is going after David. But it's not enough. He's not able to stay in the place of submission and to surrender unto the will of God because of his heart. When your heart is not in a place where it should be, it will always turn against the things of God, war against the things of God, act against the things of God, but stay tender before the Lord so that he can use you no matter where you're at. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm so sorry that's all the time we have for today, but guess what? We're coming back tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment. Be encouraged. your walk, and be encouraged in what you're doing, and know that God is faithful, and he will do in you what he promised. Have a blessed and wonderful day.